Robert, how are you?
Doing well, Tony. Good morning.
Thanks for coming on the program. Received a press release stating Senate Democrats to Governor Snyder, failed promises haven't gone unnoticed. What is the governor promised and not delivered on from your perspective?
Well, I think when the governor was both running for office as well as when he took office early this year, he promised people a number of things. But I think most importantly among them, he promised them a focus on jobs, that would be the primary focus of his administration. He told people that he would be working on a bipartisan basis, that he'd be reaching across the aisle, taking ideas from both the Republicans and the Democrats. And he promised people a shared sacrifice, that while we were going to be going through some hardships to get Michigan back on track, that those hardships would be distributed equally among people. And I think what we've seen after this first year is, in fact, very different from what he promised us. Those sacrifices are not shared. They're very much focused on middle-class families and seniors, while Michigan's business community more or less takes that money without any real promises having to be made as far as creating jobs. And so, I think the people of Michigan have become very frustrated throughout this year, and what we're trying to do is point out, the real stark differences between what was promised to them and what was actually delivered this year.
So what you're saying, when it comes to seniors and the middle class, the governor has abandoned those folks?
Well, it certainly seems that he hasn't delivered on what he promised them, instead of distributing the sacrifice is equally amongst segments of the population, that it was middle-class families and it was senior citizens that ultimately had to pay the bulk of the price this year as he made changes to Michigan's tax structure. It's the middle-class families who saw their taxes go up. It's the seniors that saw their taxes go up. While at the same time, business taxes were slashed to the point where a number of businesses won't pay any taxes at all. And that certainly doesn't live up to his mantra of shared sacrifice.
From your perspective, if you had to give the governor a grade, what would that grade be, A, B, C, D, or F?
Well, I don't really like to put grades on it because it's a very complicated issue. But it certainly seems like he struggled throughout his first year. He struggled to get a number of his key policy initiatives passed, even by members of his own caucus in the Republican Party in the legislature. And he struggled, certainly to reach across the aisle like he promised to do and build coalitions that, ultimately are there not to advance party agendas, but are instead there to advance agendas that are best for Michigan. I mean, you can look at what happened in the legislature this past week, and you can see the extreme partisanship that existed, with initiatives that, for example, overruled Oakland County's own county district maps to pass new ones that, were obviously designed to favor Republicans in that county. That's not an agenda that moves Michigan.
All right, Bob, you don't want to give a grade. Has he done a good job, an average job, a poor job?
Well, I think this first year, I'd have to say he did a poor job. There just wasn't the delivery on the agenda he promised. And if that's how they're going to grade him, then certainly you'd have to say he didn't follow through on that.
Well, I think a lot of folks would agree with you about the jobs perspective. What about the budget and getting that done and taken care of? Was that a good thing?
Well, getting the budget done on time is one thing, and certainly that's something that is in a lot of people's mind a better scenario than the last-minute budget deals that were made in years past. But just getting a budget done on time doesn't mean it's a good budget or a right budget for the people of Michigan. And certainly, what we saw in this year's budget really did create a lot of disparity between who was the quote-unquote winner in the budget and who lost. And we saw, the school aid fund, for example, raided for the first time ever, and that money taken out of our public school system and put into business tax cuts. That was part of the budget that they, did pass on time, but certainly a lot of people would say it was a wrong direction for Michigan to take.
All right, well, he did something that a Democratic governor couldn't get done.
Well, certainly. I mean, you can argue that he did get the budget done on time. But I would say that just getting it done on time, I don't think that's a big reason to celebrate when you had a budget that, really did create a huge disparity between those, like I said, those that won and those that, really came out on the short end of the stick in that budget.
Did he do anything well this year?
Well, I think, you know, he did, you know, talk a good game. He put a lot of ideas out on the table that, you know, I think, you know, were bold and were, you know, frankly needed. But unfortunately, he hasn't delivered on those. For example, you know, he pushed hard to get, you know, the new bridge built down in Detroit, and one that our caucus certainly thinks is important, and I think the majority of Michigan thinks is important to get jobs and economic recovery in Michigan. But again, he couldn't deliver on that. His own party failed to get that through. So we liked some of what we heard from the governor, but unfortunately, it didn't follow through.
All right, so from the Senate Democrat caucus perspective, the governor really hasn't delivered on what he said, really hasn't gotten much done this year, so it's basically been a wasted year and really put the burden on common people, middle class, and seniors. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we're hoping he's learned some lessons from his first year in office, and that 2012 will be a different focus for him, that instead of just running through an agenda that frankly was generated by special interests, that he's going to want to work across the aisle and really do you know, something that's in the best interest for Michigan families. So we'll wait and see, but we're more than willing to work with him on that.
All right. When we talk about business and jobs and whatnot, do you expect that you'll see more hiring done in 2012?
Well, I mean, certainly we don't know. I mean, if you look at different economic indicators, there's some suggestion that, you know, our economy's already been recovering some through this year. But, you know, that those are more than likely due to some of the changes that were made in the last couple of years in Michigan rather than policies this year. So, you know, it's going to be in the next year or two that we start looking at, you know, what the direct impact of some of the changes Governor Snyder's made this year are, and depending on who you listen to, it could be good or it could be bad. So we're going to have to wait and see, unfortunately.
All right, Bob, before I let you go, you know that the other side of the aisle is just going to say this is sour grapes because the Democrats don't have the power. They're not sitting in the governor's seat. They don't have the majority, and they're not able to get any business done. If anything, perhaps the Democrats aren't able to reach across the aisle to find common ground so they can get some of the things done that they'd like to see get done.
You know, when the Republicans have a supermajority in the Senate, there's obviously only so much the Democrats can do as far as passing policy, and the impetus does fall on the Republicans to agree to work with us. We've introduced, you know, many, many bills and many, many amendments to their own legislation that are simply designed to you know, ensure that Michigan families have the resources they need to get through these hard times. And you know, when your amendments are just summarily dismissed on party line votes, it shows the real mentality that they're trying to, you know, to use to pass legislation right now. And it's not looking at what's best for people. It's looking at what's best for their party. And that's what's been the most disappointing for us this year, that it's truly been a party-driven agenda, and that's not what's best for Michigan citizens. And frankly, it's not what they sent them to Lansing to do. And so we're going to look to change that in 2012.
That sounds like the same thing that I'm hearing from the Republicans when we talk about the United States Senate. Since the Democrats are there, they're squashing a lot of what the Republicans are trying to get done. It's funny how the tide can turn depending who's in power.
Well, they've obviously got a little different scenario at the federal level since there's a shared power between the House and the Senate, whereas in Michigan, obviously, the Republicans have complete control. And that certainly changes the dynamic. There's really, you know, at least at the federal level, a reason for them to negotiate, where here in Michigan, they just seem content to ram through whatever policies that they can without, you know, a lot of input from either the public or from certainly the Democratic members here in Lansing. And so it's a little different, but certainly those party battles are going to exist at any level of government.
Well, 2012 is going to be very interesting, especially on the jobs front. It's going to be interesting to see if the governor and if the Republicans and the Democrats can do something to create more jobs here in the state.
Well, obviously that has to be the focus. And, you know, we were hoping it would be the focus in 2011, and it just hasn't been. There hasn't been a single piece of legislation signed that'll create a job, and I think that's what people are most upset about this year. It's why Governor Snyder's approval ratings have plummeted to record low levels. And so, you know, we're hoping he takes that as a wake-up call and that 2012 is a more productive year from Michigan's government.
Robert, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Same to you, Tony.